Welcome back to the All For God Soul Deo Gloria podcast. I am super excited for today, and at the same time, I'm a little bit disappointed because while we have some good news, we also have some bad news. So we're going to hop in pretty soon, but before we do, in case you couldn't notice, I am recording outside right now, so if my sound is a little bit messed up, that's probably why. Anyway, as you can tell by the title, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently today. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do quite as many interviews as I have been the last year because I'm actually not homeschooled anymore, and I'm going to be starting public school tomorrow, actually, in Wisconsin. And so because of that, my schedule has just filled like that, like a snap. It's been super fast. It's filled up extremely quickly. And last year, I was homeschooled, and because of the program that I used, it enabled me to be able to record at basically any time that I wanted to. So I could record whenever the person that I was interviewing needed it. So it was really easy for me most of the time to record because of that. However, most of the people that I interview are extremely busy, and because I'm now also very busy, it's going to be nearly impossible for me to schedule time to record right now, and I have already tried, and it's nearly impossible, you guys. It is really hard. But not to worry, I came up with a bit of a solution for now, which I will explain in just a second. But before I do, I just want to say thank you guys so much for all your support and for listening in. It means a lot, and I'm going to be doing my best to schedule recordings with guests as soon as possible. But in the meantime, let's get to what we're talking about for now. So a lot of times for my podcast, I'm looking stuff up, I'm trying to find some Bible verses and quotes to use, and while I was doing this, I found this website. I'm not going to say exactly what it was, but it's titled as 50 Questions Believers Are Asked Every Day About Their Faith, God, and the Bible. And that's the reason this is called 50 Questions. So what I'm going to be doing is answering three of these questions from my own personal point of view, and then I'm going to be posting these questions one per day after the day that I release it. So if today was a Tuesday and I release it today, then I'm going to be releasing one of the questions on Wednesday, one of the questions on Thursday, and one of the questions on Friday. And I'm going to be releasing it on Instagram, so if you guys want to respond to that, then I might possibly be sharing your responses. So be sure to go look at that right now. And if you haven't, go follow the podcast account on Instagram, and that is called All For God Soul Deo Gloria Podcast. So if you just search that, it will pop up and you can follow me. And while you're there, if you want to DM me with some questions or possibly somebody that you would like to see on the podcast, I will do the best I can to get them on. So now, without further ado, let's hop right in. So, before I do that, which I know said it's going to happen, but I just wanted to say that these are going to be shorter, probably only varying from 7 to 15 minutes, usually, in length, I'm guessing, for these questions. And, like I said, if it's possible, I will try to even get some guests on here to also get their point of view for these questions. So whenever I can, I will do my best to get a guest on here. Alright, so our first question is, what religion do you believe in? Now, unfortunately, there are so many different religions. There are so many different things that people believe. But, personally, I believe in Christianity, as this is a Christian podcast. And if you were curious to know what branch of Christianity, hopefully I'm saying this right, I'd have to say that I am non-denominational, because there's just not exactly one branch that I feel as though I believe exactly what is in the guidelines for that specific branch, and so that's probably why I say that. Now, if that's what you believe, like if you are a Catholic or you are a Lutheran, like that's all I can think of off the top of my head, but if you are one of those things, for example, then that's awesome for you. Believe what you believe, and that's incredible. But for me personally, for my type of Christianity, I would just have to say that I would have to say that I'm non-denominational, because I just don't believe exactly what fits in those guidelines. Because for me, you know, it's just I believe what's in the Bible, and what's in the Bible is what I try to follow. And so that's why I would have to say that. Alrighty, on to question two. As you can see, this goes by pretty fast. Do you believe in God or another deity? Okay, so this one I think is where a lot of people might get a little confused. Because as a Christian, I believe in God, but God is in a trinity. And what that means is God is split into three people, not people exactly, but into three different parts, but they're all one part. So let me do the best I can to explain this. So basically, I believe in God the Father, who lives in heaven, and I believe in God the Son, who is Jesus, and he came down to earth and now lives in heaven. But one day he's going to come back and deliver everybody, and he's going to fight Satan. All that stuff is going to happen. But then I also believe in God the Holy Spirit, who God sent down to earth to live in the hearts of all the believers, all the people who trust and believe in God. So I would say I believe in God, the Trinity, because there are, I don't know if there's different branches of Christianity that don't believe in all three of the parts of the Trinity or what, but that's just what I believe. I know that's what I believe is right, and it's what I know in my heart, and so that's what I follow. Okay, so on to our final question for today. When did you choose your faith? All right, so for this question, I'm going to answer more so as if they were asking when I became saved, because I grew up in a Christian household, so for me, it just kind of felt natural for me to choose Christianity as my faith. So answering that when I became saved is what I'm going to do for this. Now, I would say that I became saved in third grade, so I would say probably about 4 years ago. And how I became saved had a lot to do with my third grade homeschooling teacher from the Becker Academy, which, if you need a homeschooling program, check it out. They're awesome. But anyway, she was my Bible teacher, and one lesson, she was just talking extremely passionately about the story of the death of Christ and his resurrection. And right now, you know, she was just talking about the death of Christ. And as a Christian, we hear so many different of the story, so many different stories from the Bible, and we hear them over and over again. And one of those that we hear a lot is about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's so easy to hear these stories so many times and then take them for granted and not realize what the deep meaning of them are. And that's kind of what had happened to me. And I would say that I definitely took it for granted, but during this lesson, the way that she was explaining it really made me visualize what Jesus went through. And the way she described it, she said, you know, the nails pierced through his skin. They went right through his hands, right through his feet. And he was bound up onto this cross and put up. So if you imagine that you have this nail stuck in your hand, then all the pressure is being held. All of your weight is being held on that. And you can imagine how painful that would be. That'd just be so incredibly painful. And it really made me visualize that. And it made me visualize the pain that Jesus must have felt as he was on the cross. And it really made me think, you know, oh my gosh, like, he did that for me. He did that for you. And he did that so that we won't have to suffer in hell. And I was just so completely overwhelmed, and I prayed to God to enter my heart and to forsake me of my sins. And so, you know, that's how I became saved. And if you guys want to become saved, I encourage you to do that as soon as possible, because you never know if you're going to have it tomorrow or not. You know, many people say, you know, you can just do it tomorrow, but you never know that. You never know that you're going to have it tomorrow. You never know what's going to happen. And so if you want to become saved, do that as soon as possible. And I encourage you to please tell everybody you know about how much you love God and about what he did, what he sacrificed for you, because you want everybody to love Jesus as much as you do, and because you want them to become saved so they don't have to worry about living eternally in hell, but instead living joyfully and forever happy in heaven. So, I mean, that's just what I have on those. And I just want to thank you guys so much for listening today. Unfortunately, we are going to have to wrap it up right here. But if you want to listen to some previous episodes, they are all available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Listenos, Overcast, and others. If you want to get updates to new episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow me on Instagram at All For God Soldeo Gloria Podcast. Thanks for listening, and remember, in all you do, do it all for God's glory.